it's really nice, and it's more than nice. It's very satisfying to see that this report has shown credit unions in Ireland for the fifth time in a row being the provider that is most trusted and that provides the highest level of service. And it kind of fits to what we are and to what we were set up to be and what I hope we will be in the future. I think there's probably a couple of words that describe it best. Trust is very high. If you ask most people in Ireland, what do you think, is the credit union a good thing or a bad thing? They will nearly always say, no, it's a good thing. I trust them. They've looked after our family over the years, or they've helped me when I needed it. And I think the award recognises that. It also puts a huge degree of onus on us to maintain those standards. And in a world that's fast becoming, any time we all try and do something that involves some technology or to get a decision or to get an answer on something, you have to go online and you have to do this, that and the other before you get to speak to somebody. I'd like to think that we're still maintaining a personal service. I know in Sligo we're about maybe 6 months away from a new building, and the thrust of that new building will be to maintain that type of privacy and personal service to members. We don't ever want to point somebody away and say, go to our website or there's a laptop, you know, log on and you get the answer. So there is a place for technology, and it suits people to use technology to do a lot of routine things. So if you want to see your balance, if you want to transfer money, I don't think anybody has an objection to that. But when you want a bit of time and a bit of advice and you need somebody to say, hold on, I'll do that for you, I think credit unions come out well in that. But it's a constant challenge to keep that standard high.